goodness, it's been such a long while since I've seen such high surf. And yet, it's still a beautiful morning. Last night's storm was something fierce, though. But if it allowed for such pleasant weather afterward, then perhaps it was a good thing. And today's catch was the best I've had in months. Always such a nice pick of critters after a storm as well. Sure are a lot of gulls swarming around up ahead, though. I don't think I've ever seen so many in one place, and they're so excited, too. I wonder if last night's storm washed up a bunch of sea life. Greedy little things. Still, though, Wait. What kind of driftwood is this? I've never seen wood this dark before. Nothing like the lighter kind that usually washes up. No wood like this is from this island. Maybe it really was brought here by the storm. But, wait, what's this? Is this a piece of tattered clothing? Oh no. Oh no, oh no, oh no, please don't be what I think this is. Oh, no. Oh, this is awful. Oh, the seagulls, they weren't swarming because of sea life washed ashore. It was because of the bodies. Oh, so many bodies. There must have been a shipwreck last night. Oh, how terrible. Oh my gosh. Okay. Focus. I have to focus and check for survivors. Hello? Hello, is anyone here still alive? Hello? Oh no. So many dead. Oh no. Please, if anyone can hear me, give me a sign. Anything. Anybody? Oh. No one. There is really no one who survived. Oh, if only I had been out last night. I could have... Wait, is someone moving over there? They are. Hey, I see you. I'm coming. Shoo, shoo. Get away, birds. Get away. Oh, please be alive. Please be alive. Please be alive. Oh, thank the goddess. He's still breathing. Sir? Hey, can you hear me? Oh, his skin is so cold, and he looks so hurt. I'm going to have to carry him. Don't worry, you'll be okay. I'll get you back to my home and fix you right up. So just hold on, okay? Just hold on. Okay, all right, I gotcha. Yes, I'm a friend. Just here to help. Try to stay awake. Don't go to sleep, okay? Hey, can you hear me? Stay with me. Don't go to sleep. Right. Got his bottom bed sheets changed. Swap the rag on his forehead, and once the fresh blanket is dry, I'll swap them, and that should be everything for now. I suppose I'll get some tea going. I should eat something too, but I just don't really feel like it. Haven't been feeling like swimming even. I don't know what else to do. He's been out for so long. I've been using Mother's Remedy just as she taught, but maybe I'm doing something wrong. Perhaps I should try to go and... Oh my goodness, you're awake. You're awake. No. Don't move. I promise, you're safe. Just stay as you are. You're safe. Oh my goodness. You don't know how worried I was. Do you remember what happened? You were in a shipwreck. The rocks surrounding this island are impassable during the storms around our islands. Your crewmates, what happened to them? I fear that I wasn't able to find any survivors aside from yourself. Even when I found you, your lips were bluer than a cove crab. You came to just long enough to ask me who I was, and then you fell unconscious. For a time, I was convinced you died right there in my arms. Truly, you are the only survivor, I fear. Once I carried you here to my cottage and made sure you were warm and safe, I returned to the beach and checked the body of every man I could find. There are even some on the rocks further out into the bay, but sadly, every one of them was merely just that, bodies. You've been unconscious for nearly a week. I only just finished burying the last of the bodies several days ago. The soil on this island is hard and rocky, so it took a long time. It was very laborious, but I felt it was the least I could do. You have my true condolences. If you would like some time alone to grieve, of course. I could spend some time diving in the bay, or if you would rather I stay, I'm just as happy to do so as well. Of course. In that case, I won't go anywhere. I won't pretend for a moment to understand what you must be going through, but you are alive, and I feel that is something to be thankful for. And you are safe here with me. Yes, I live alone in this little cabin. It's not much, but it's mine. Come on, it isn't that strange to have a young girl living alone in solitude, is it? There is a small fishing village nearby, on the other side of the island, but I don't go there unless I absolutely need to. I've just really preferred my solitude, and never really felt like I fit in with the others. But enough about me. How do you feel? You're the one who nearly lost your life. Sore. And tired. Well, that's to be expected after the ordeal you've been through. You've had a fever for most of the week as well, so just let me lift this rag and check your forehead here. It seems your fever broke, so that's good. You truly don't know how relieved I am that you are okay. But, you must be hungry. Would you like me to make you something? I'm afraid that all I really have is fish and crab, or crab and fish. Although I can prepare them in various ways if you'd like. Boiled, grilled, baked. Oftentimes they'll have salted beef and pork in the village that was brought in by traders. So maybe in a few days I could go there and get some for you? Nothing for now? Well, if you're sure. But you really should eat something later. And you should at least have some tea. I was about to put a kettle over the fire anyways. Oh, yes, about your clothes. They were already quite tattered when I found you. And since I had to regularly change your bedding and wash you, I felt it was just easier to omit them entirely. As for myself, I've always dressed light. As I'm sure you've guessed, this overshirt might have fit me properly when I was about 10 years younger, but not so much now. If I'm being honest, I spend more time without clothes than I do with them. So, I just haven't ever had the need to buy new ones. And as you can see from that spear and net over there, I spend a good amount of time deep diving for food in the bay. Clothes have always just been more of a hindrance for me than anything, so I just go without them. I'm really wearing this out of courtesy for you, more than anything. I know those from the mainland can be much more conservative. But now that you're awake and can properly give your consent, if it wouldn't be offensive to you, would it be all right if I removed this? Thank you. That's very kind and open-minded of you to allow. There we are. That's better.
Now we're both just as the gods made us. I'll go get started on that kettle. Your attempts at trying not to look at me are plainly failing. You know that? I appreciate your attempt at being polite. However, there is no shame in looking. Let your eyes wander my body till your heart's content. Well, what do you think? How does my butt look? What about these soft, round tits? They're decently sized, right? It's not every day I get to have the eyes of a man my age on me, and such a handsome one at that. All the men in the nearby village are old and wrinkly, and though I don't care who wants to look at me, the flattery just isn't quite as potent with them. Oh, I'm embarrassing you, aren't I? I'm sorry. I've never really had much of a filter, nor have I ever been a prudish girl. Combine that with the fact that I spend so much time living on my own, and you have this. I do believe I got some of that from my mother. However, she was very free-thinking herself. Okay. Kettle is over the fire. That should do it for that. I'll just let the leaves steep inside for a while. What was that? Where's my mother? She's around, and she comes to visit when she can. I guess you could say she's a fisherman. Or, well, fisherwoman, full-time. My father is usually with my mother as well. Our family has always been rather independent. They raised me with plenty of love, but once I was old enough, they taught me to fend and live for myself, and helped me build this little cabin and just kind of let me live how I want. Not quite the conventional family, I know, but Ma and Pa are never that far away, in case I ever need them. I've always just been the independent one, so they know I actually prefer it this way. So before you go thinking they abandoned me or any such thing, I must stop you right there, good sir. All right, let me go check the fire. The odd smell of the fire is because it's actually made from peat. It's like a mix of grass and mud that you bury in the ground for a while. You'll notice once you're up and on your feet again that there really aren't very many trees on this island. Plenty of grass and mud, though, so that's what most folks here use for burning. And I'll sometimes collect seaweed from the bottom of the bay and burn that, and also use it for other stuff. You'd be amazed at the different uses that seaweed has. Now then, I will be right back. I have a blanket that I washed and hung outside on the line, and it should be dry now. So I'm going to go check it. You just keep laying there and relax, all right? I'll be back in a few laps of the wave. Phew. Almost thought the wind was going to claim a blanket today, but I got it. I wasn't gone for too long, was I? Doesn't look like it. You're still a young man. Doesn't look like you aged too much since. I'm sorry. If my talking or teasing ever gets to be too much, just let me know. I'm just not used to having another person around, which is why I seem like a crazy hermit talking to myself. So if it ever starts to frighten you, please do tell me. I'll just put this fresh blanket here at the end of the bed. And now then, I'm going to change your blankets, but before I do, I'm going to check your wounds, okay? You got pretty banged up out there and some nasty gashes on your chest and the sides of your legs. I've been leaving the bandages off ever since the bleeding stopped to let them breathe. So I'm just going to apply some of the remedies I've been using, and then you'll get a nice fresh blanket. So just let me go and grab them. Here we are. And now, good sir, if you'll allow me to relieve you of your old blanket, Oh, come now. No need to be shy. You've been taking a good look at my bare behind for a while now, and I've been seeing your naked physique since I brought you here, so you truly have nothing to hide. Truly. So, come on now. Hand it over. Thank you. Now I'll just sit you here, and I'm going to sit right by you on the bed. Take a look. Ooh, yeah. Looks like you've been healing up really nicely. How do they feel? Do they hurt very much? Well, that's good. This is a secret remedy my mom makes. She says it's a really, really old one that has always worked very well. Well, it wouldn't be a secret remedy if I told you what was in it now, would it? But I'll tell you one ingredient that may shock you. Seaweed. Please do try to contain your surprise. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start putting it over the cuts on your chest. So if it hurts, really, do let me know. And that about takes care of this one. That was the deepest, but it's already healed so well. And now this one. This is the longest gash. And still no stinging or pain, right? Just a little itchy? Good. Means you're healing up. And now for the others. So I was thinking, once you were strong enough to be back on your feet, I could show you around some of the islands. The pathway will be a bit tricky to get through until you're back at full strength, but as soon as you're able, I can also take you to where I buried your crewmates, if you like. I made sure to bury them well above the tide line, so they'll always have a perfect view of the sea, but won't have to worry about the sea disturbing their rest with its seasonal duties. And you're very welcome. No need to thank me. As I said, it was the proper thing to do. Well, that takes care of your handsome chest. And now for the cuts on your legs. Oh, that shy look of yours is never not going to betray you. Why be shy, though? I can clearly see your cock right there. Nice bunch of hair you're sporting, by the way. And if you look right here, my cunt is exactly where it was the first time you saw it. You're beating me in the hair category, though, so I'll have to remedy that with time. So, see? Enough with the shy business. You'll find nothing but open acceptance in my seaside cabin. Let's get to these cuts. Looks like these are healing up nicely, too. They weren't as deep as the ones on your chest, but there's more of them here. It's a good thing Mom made plenty of the remedy, though. Ah, sorry. Where am I talking to myself? Most of the cuts were on this side, so it shouldn't take long to get them all. Cuts from the reef are nasty, though, aren't they? Ooh, I've learned that firsthand. And... Looks like there's a third occupant in my cabin that's chosen to reveal itself. Well, hello. Just who you might be. Is that why you were shy before? You were afraid I'd be offended if this cock of yours were to rise to attention? How dare you get a rise from being stripped naked and lightly touched by a young girl who's also naked? Just how lewd is your mind, you indecent man? Sorry. What I said still stands. Don't be embarrassed. Honestly, I'd be a bit worried and even offended if it didn't rise up at least a little bit. With a young and of marriageable aged girl like myself prodding her fingers in its vicinity. And, you want to know a secret? I'm starting to get a bit damp between the legs myself. Oh, you should see the look on your face. Just because I prefer solitude doesn't mean I don't get lonely or raunchy like a regular girl, you know? So if it wishes to rise and greet me, then let it. In fact, I'll just finish getting the last of these cuts here. And then when I'm finished, I can give you a hand with it if you want. Trading in our face of repeated shyness for ones of repeated shock now, are we? I mean, you've been bedridden for well over a week. And sure, your cock has occasionally gotten hard throughout the time I've been caring for you, but I never did more than wash it. So I'm sure you're feeling really backed up right now, and I want to help you change that. My goal is to help you to a full recovery and to make the journey there as pleasant and relaxing as possible. And before your imagination runs too wild, I'm only going to be using my hands. You're still too weak, and you need some serious healing before any real bed-shaking antics might happen. But I think you'll still enjoy my hands, nonetheless. So, that takes care of your cuts. And I'm just going to go and grab something to help with the next treatment. Oh, this? I suppose you could call it a type of salve. I love to go swimming in the sea every day. But my skin is also quite sensitive, and so I'll rub this stuff on me at the end of the day, and it helps keep my skin just as soft as those pretty girls in nice dresses who live in the big cities. It's also very slick when first applied, so I think it will work well for this purpose, too. Now then, how would you like me to do it? I'll admit, I'm not really experienced with this sort of thing, but my family has a strong history of being versatile. So I learned quick. I could do it while I just sit here next to you, or I could lay beside you and do it, or you could just let me choose. I get to choose. Well, in that case, I think I'd like to do it while laying next to you. I've already spent all these nights sleeping in the same bed so I could keep a close eye on you. And that way, I can be really close to you as I do it. Well, alright then. First, let me get your cock all nice and covered. There we go. Goodness, it's gotten really hard now. It's actually pulsating. And okay, if you wouldn't mind scooting over just a little bit, don't worry, take your time. There's really no rush. Just get yourself nice and comfortable. There we go. Okay. Ready for me to get in beside you? Now, while I'm doing this, if anything starts to hurt or you want me to stop, just let me know, okay? And feel free to touch and explore me too while I do it, anywhere you want. So I'm just going to reach down. And start off at a nice, slow pace. We're gonna work our way up as gradually as we can, okay? I've barely gotten started, and look at you shiver. You're so cute. Handsome, but also cute. Touch me? Well, of course, I just told you that you could. Go right ahead. You're almost too much of a gentleman for your own good, you know? Going right for the tits, huh? Well, it's good you know what you like. You're being awfully gentle. This is the first time you've ever touched a girl's tits. Well, I'm glad you enjoy them. That's very flattering. How's it feeling? You're starting to move around more and more. What would you think if I started twirling my fingers around the head? Like this. And then started weaving the head between my fingers. Like this. And like this. What happened to exploring me? Are you having trouble focusing on two things at once? Here I thought you were more the handyman. Okay, I'm sorry. If you want to explore me, that's fine. Or if you want to just sort of hold on to me, that's perfectly fine too. But either way, I'm going to start speeding up a bit, okay? Just move my hand all the way to the top of the head, then back down to this fuzzy bush of yours. You really like my hips, don't you? I do admit, a lifetime of swimming has helped them look quite nice. You're starting to breathe a bit faster. Don't forget to take deep breaths too, okay? Goodness, it's gotten so hard. It's really throbbing. Are you starting to get close? That's okay. Just let it happen whenever it happens. Remember, this is supposed to be about you. You're safer here with me in my cabin than I think you might realize. Hey, want a kiss? Have you ever done it before? Just lean over a little. Don't worry, I won't stop touching you. I'm actually starting to feel a bit silly for having spent so long living out here alone. I'd forgotten just how pleasant that feels and how fun it is to tease. Oh, you're getting close. All right, I'll keep it this pace. I'll just fiddle my fingers at the head. Gosh, it's gotten so swollen. Big. Are you trying to hold yourself back? You better not be. About to come. Good. Just hold on to me. As tight as you want. And let it go. Come on. Oh, come on, babe. I've got you. You can let it all out. All that stress and frustration and sadness. I want you to give it all to me. Let me take it all away. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Just let it all out. Don't forget to breathe. I've still got you. Keep hold of me. Gosh, there's so much. It's still coming. You really were backed up, weren't you? I suppose I should expect no less from such a strapping looking man. There. Finally starting to wear down. Well, if my hand were my cunt, I think I'd most certainly be getting pregnant from this. You've completely covered it. And even some on my belly, too. No apologizing. I don't mind in the slightest. Here, I'm just going to stroke you a few more times to make sure none got left behind. Oh, and there we go. How was it? Didn't I tell you my hand would still be enjoyable? What about me? What do you mean, what about me? Oh, well, yes. If you haven't smelled it by now, my cunt is positively drenched. But this was all really supposed to have been about you. And by the looks of it, you're spent. So even if I thought you could... Oh. You mean just using your hand? Well, I was just gonna use my own hand to take care of myself later tonight. But I suppose, as long as it doesn't cause too much strain on you, then I can let you do it. I'll try to come quickly though, because you really should be resting. You've honestly been far too active for someone who just woke up from their death nap. Okay, you shouldn't have to move from your back. Just reach over with your hand and I'll lift up my leg. Have you ever touched a girl here before? I'm assuming you've been told to be gentle. Well, don't worry too much about that. Just touch. Touch me. Just like that. You're really deft with your fingers, aren't you? I suppose that would come with a profession. This feels really good. It almost feels alien having hands other than my own doing it. You must think I'm just the crassest and crudest girl ever, don't you? To be this soaking wet after a simple stroking you off? Or just the way I act as a whole? I mean, strutting my naked self around everywhere? I'm not embarrassed by it. But I also won't lie. I worry you might think less of me because of it. What? Lean forward. What? It's nice to have another person in this cottage who knows when to make me shut up. Kiss me more. Don't stop. Go ahead, slide your fingers inside me. Don't worry, you shouldn't have any trouble getting them in there. Reel them in. Oh yeah, nice and deep. Just like that. Oh my, I'm already about to come. I can't believe you had me about to come with just a couple fingers inside me. Oh, I don't think I've ever been this turned on before. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, just curl your fingers right there. That's exactly the right spot. Oh, keep doing it. Come, don't stop. Oh my goddess. Oh, sea goddess, bless me. I'm coming. That's perfect. Oh, like that. Oh, just like that. Oh my goodness. Oh, that was incredible. I think I've ever felt so good. Oh, my goodness. No, don't keep your fingers inside me. It's still wearing off. Oh, just wait until I stop clenching on you. You are really something incredible. Come, move your head closer. I love the way your lips taste. You can slip your fingers out. And now, let me clean your fingers. Delicious. What? I may have had a moment of weakness back there, but I'm all back now. I'm not afraid to taste myself. Which reminds me, I had cleaned my own hand. Your cum tastes quite nice. And if you get plenty of rest today, as I ask, then you can look forward to another relaxation session tonight. I think next time, though, I might prefer a more direct taste. All right. I'm gonna take this blanket from the foot of the bed. Pull it right over us. There we are. Now, I do have to get up and attend to a few things, like the kettle, which is probably boiling already. But I just want to lay here with you until you drift off again. I think we both need someone close right now, especially you. For as long or as little as you like, I'm gonna be here for you. This is nice. Having another warm body to lay with. I do wish you a speedy recovery, but I'm gonna miss having you to lay with when you leave. I mean, there's no requirement that you must leave once you are well enough. What was that? Oh, what? What did I mean by goddess of the sea? I said that. Yeah, it is true. I myself did say to be truthful and honest while inside this cabin, didn't I? How about this? When you're strong enough to be able to move around, I'll take you down to the shore of the beach. And there I will reveal exactly what I meant when I mentioned the goddess. Don't look at me like that. Don't go thinking I myself am a goddess or any such thing. But until then, you'll have to trust me. You are still every bit as safe like before. You have my word. For now, rest. Focus on my breathing and on the sounds of the ocean outside. Let yourself drift off.